MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Illegal off-roading has left long-term damage in parts of the Lincoln National Forest, and forest officials are stepping up efforts to restore the land and deter the activity after a group of four-wheelers and side-by-sides caused a lot of damage and made illegal trails.
The group was out and quite large, largest one we'd seen to date, and unpermitted and in areas that were off-trail, off-route, undesignated areas, and caused some damage to some of the resources we have there.
Said Jason Freeman, forest supervisor of the Lincoln National Forest. He said driving vehicles in areas not designated can do long-lasting damage to flora and fauna in the area.
It causes damage to wildlife habitat, causes damage to forage, and impacts authorized uses such as grazing.
And he encouraged recreationalists to only use legal and approved trails when enjoying the forest on motorized vehicles.
We have trails and roads that are designed for their use, designed for their impacts, that are maintained and can absorb those impacts.
The cleanup has impacted recreational use for others, as officials have had to close a campground and workers had to block access to the illegal trail areas that were affected and worked the ground to restore it to its former state. For more than 8 decades, Smokey Bear has reminded the public that only they can prevent wildfires. And this past weekend, New Mexico's favorite bear celebrated his 81st birthday. The U.S. Forest Service says you can honor Smokey every day by practicing fire safety and sharing his message with the next generation. And here's a birthday fun fact. Smokey Bear used to be called Hotfoot Teddy after he was orphaned in the year 1950. Smokey Bear Historical Park is open 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday at 118 Smokey Bear Boulevard in Capitan. Call 575-354-2748 for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.